sides. Everyone trying to get the best vantage point possible for what could be an historic US Grand Prix. It's five lights and away we go, and Sebastian Vettel gets a decent start. Mark Webber already alongside Lewis Hamilton.
And that's how it started 3 years ago this month. The premier racing organization in the world beginning its relationship with its first purpose-built facility in the United States. But after its third F1 race, the honeymoon may be over. The Circuit of the Americas, or COTA, is short the $25 million sanction fee it is to pay Formula One to host the race. Formula One chairman Bernie Ecclestone is giving the Austin track more time, but there's some question as to when Formula One may be paid their fee and if they'll ever be back. First, a quick primer on how these guys all try to make money. Circuit of the Americas pays Formula One a fee to host a race. Right now, that fee is roughly $25 million a year. The track had a plan to get most of that money, a rebate from the State of Texas Major Events Trust Fund, tax revenue gained from economic activities surrounding the race, theoretically not dipping into any taxpayer coffers that they didn't help fill. A 10-year plan was approved by Governor Rick Perry and Controller Susan Combs, providing up to $25 million a year from that fund. Combs talked about the track's impact in 2012 on the Speed City podcast.
When you get folks coming in from across the globe, I think you have to understand they're bringing in brand new tax dollars.
COTA received $84.5 million between 2012 and 2014. But earlier this month, Governor Greg Abbott announced the state was altering the way the track's tax impact is calculated, lowering the anticipated payment from close to $25 million to $19.5 million, a $5-plus million gap that suddenly forced Bernie Ecclestone to make cautionary remarks about F1's future here. But have you seen those ticket prices? The event alone should be able to cover $5 million. Well, maybe not. Bobby Epstein is chairman of Circuit of the Americas. He describes the arrangement with F1 as like the movies.
We get tickets and popcorn. We get concessions, some of the ticket revenue, and parking.
But that's where the similarities end.
What's unusual is, as a circuit, we don't have advertising rights. Every sponsor you see when you come out along the track, that's all F1s. This is their property for that 2 weeks. You build it for them. The Paddock Club, which are the highest dollar tickets at several thousand dollars a ticket, that's 100% their revenue. That's the bulk of your revenue. So you may look like a really big business and a really big company, but in reality, you're a very small business that has a big impact.
In addition to the metaphorical storm clouds over COTA, there were actual storm clouds, dumping a ton of rain on this year's race, draining COTA's wallet even more.
The weather made for a fantastic race. So if you're a racing fan or F1 fan, it made for the best race in what they say is more than a decade. Very exciting from that standpoint. But from a revenue standpoint, concession stand revenue was down millions of dollars. And we had to take last minute action to try and get every bus we could get. So you had hundreds of thousands of additional costs for those buses and for backup planning.
In order to see how Formula One might end in Austin, it might be helpful to look at how Ecclestone has ended his other American trysts. U.S. cities of all sizes have been smitten with Formula One. Las Vegas, Detroit, and Dallas have hosted F1 races. All eventually failed. Austin's event isn't even the first U.S. Grand Prix. Sebring, Florida in 1959. Riverside, California, 1960. Watkins Glen, New York, 61 to 80. Phoenix, 89 to 91. And Indianapolis, 2000 to 2007, all tried. Kurt Cavan is a racing columnist with the Indianapolis Star.
As has been the case in a lot of markets, Bernie Ecclestone priced out Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which wasn't receiving state and local money. It was trying to fund it on its own based on the merits of selling tickets and sponsorship. And sponsorship was going away, and Formula One had a disastrous race in its last appearance, and it just became a sense of you couldn't sustain the economics that Bernie wanted to continue with.
And he adds this may be just the beginning of Ecclestone's arm twisting.
Whether it's this year or next year or 3 years from now, eventually there's going to be a gap too wide to meet. Bernie's not going to go down with his sanctioning fee, and I would suspect that the state is not going to go too far up with its sanctioning fee. So as is the case with most Formula One venues, it's only a matter of time before it moves on.
But back in Austin, Epstein doesn't fault Ecclestone.
Bernie doesn't own Formula One anymore. He has a very small percent, just as Texas Teachers has a small percent. The main owners are CVC, a large investment fund, or Waddell Reed. He now has shareholders and investors to be beholden to. And when they say drive the bottom line, he's the guy they say that to.
Texas Teachers also have skin in this game, or a race. Texas Teachers Retirement System invested $200 million in the F1 parent company back in 2012. Last year, that investment earned TRS a $25 million dividend check. As for how this all ends, even those closest to the matter don't seem to have an answer. Ecclestone is giving Cota more time to come up with his fee. He's made public comments that he's not worried about Austin's future in his sport, but he insists the drop in state funding isn't his problem. And as for Epstein,
I don't think we have the answer.
Oh.
That's why I think we look a little beaten up and tired. No, we don't know the outcome yet.
Jimmy Moss, KET News.